throughout the 60s and 70s.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is oh so simple. Rocket can. Thank you to everybody listening all across North America on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. On the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Sirius XM channel 158. And everybody listening on a smart speaker, we've had a busy night. First of all, thank you so much to Jemele Hill, former ESPN personality, entrepreneur, writer for The Atlantic, host on Spotify. She has a memoir out right now. It's called Uphill. Thank you so much to Jemele Hill for joining us earlier on in the show and sharing her perspective on a lot of the issues going on in the world of sports, including Kyrie Irving. One thing that did not take place by the time we spoke to Jemele, after we spoke, I should say, Kyrie Irving actually issued an official apology. I'm going to talk to you and walk you through this timeline because every minute, every second, every hour, every day, every other day, it seems like there's a new development in Kyrie's situation. Even if you have to factor in the last approximately 24 hours. Last night, yesterday evening, there was a statement released by Kyrie, the Nets, the Anti-Defamation League. There was a donation of $1 million between Kyrie and the Nets. Kyrie takes responsibility for what he shared and what he did, but didn't say sorry. He speaks to the media today. He almost doubles down on the fact that, hey, I take responsibility, but he didn't say sorry. Adam Silver puts out a statement. The Brooklyn Nets, tonight, they suspend him for 5 games, saying that he's unfit to be a member of the organization. In a few minutes, I'm going to share with you the actual apology. Yes, about an hour ago, about 4 hours after the suspension, it took a 5-game, no-pay suspension for Kyrie Irving to issue an apology. I'm going to share that with you in a second. Don't go anywhere. I do need to let you know it's been a busy night just in Philadelphia, in Houston, in the world of sports. But for tonight, for Thursday night into Friday morning, they are both the story. Why? Because in the World Series, the Houston Astros, they've now taken a 3-2 lead against the Phillies. Justin Verlander gives you 5 innings. God bless him. He's typically stunk in a World Series, but he gives you 5 innings. He gets out of some jams. Jeremy Peña is the man. He helps account for 2 of their runs, and the Astros are 1 victory away from another World Series. And this time, I don't think anybody's going to talk about them banging on any trash cans. And then in Houston, on the football side, the Texans hosted the Eagles. The Eagles are now undefeated at 8-0. And what happened in this game? Well, they were tied 14-all at halftime. But to finish things off, the Philadelphia Eagles, they ultimately won 29-17. I'll say this again. They are 8-0 for the first time in their history. And ultimately, if you have to look at Jalen Hurts, it's his 11th straight regular season win. He's on the track to MVP. We got a lot of football left. I hope he can win it because I hope he can get paid, especially for a guy selected in the second round. I'm going to get to your calls. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jalen Hurts, being back in Houston, ironically, he's made it very clear He's rooting for the Astros. He is also still the Eagles quarterback. Being back home, he talked about how good it is to play in front of his friends and his family.
Anytime I get to come back to the city of Houston, it's special. And this is the first time I've ever played back home at the professional level, collegiate level. Never got the opportunity to do it at the collegiate level. So coming back, playing in a place where I've built a lot of memories, built a lot of memories with my mom, my dad, coming to watch ball in this same stadium. Of all things, you know, it's a great team win, you know, and there's rarity in me reflecting on things and not having emotion towards it, but I'm proud that my family got to see that today. I'm proud my dad got to see that, and I know that's special to him because my family knows the memories that we've had with the Houston Texans, and you know, just being around and being involved in the camps and the Andre Johnson, and you know, him giving me his cleats as a kid, and those are our memories that I value truly. And to come home and get a win in this city is special.
Well, that's good for him. He grew up in Houston, but we know the Texans suck. They're just waiting on that next quarterback. They're waiting on that draft pick. They got one win on the season, six losses, and a tie. Real sexy, right? Of course not. No, it's not. But I'll tell you what is sexy. What the Astros are doing right now. They just handed the Phillies their first back-to-back loss in the postseason. They were no hit last night. They could only muster two runs tonight. Oh, yeah, that's a little bit of an improvement. And you got to love someone like Kyle Schwarber. After being no hit, he was just like, man, I don't give a blank that we were just no hit. And tonight, when asked about the series and their standing, well, he told us the obvious in Kyle Schwarber fashion. Listen to this.
It is what it is, right? This, it's not over. There's still got another game to be played. So the biggest thing right now is, you know, sure, can you be frustrated? Absolutely, you can be. But we got a day to flush out away, and we got to be able to come out ready to go for game six.
On one hand, the Houston baseball team can be excited about their potential World Series win. The other hand, the Philly fans can be excited about the Eagles and their long term, and the Philly fans can also be excited about their team still potentially winning the World Series, and nobody's thinking about the Texans. And so congratulations to Houston, despite the Texans, and congratulations to Philly. You can still win the World Series. You just heard Kyle Schwarber. And we got a long way to the Super Bowl. But the Eagles, they're laying their claim, man. They got more to do. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I still can't believe that this was shared. Talking about Kyrie Irving, I gave you the timeline. Earlier today, he spoke to the media after his statement last night. He didn't apologize in his statement. He didn't apologize in speaking to the media earlier today. A matter of fact, when he was asked if he regrets posting the link to that movie after his statement last night, this is what Kyrie told the media today around lunchtime.
Kyrie, are you surprised that you did hurt people?
Surprised that I did hurt people?
Are you surprised that reaction and some of the things that you did hurt people?
Yeah, I think I can ask a better question. It's just, where were you when I was a kid figuring out that 300 million of my ancestors are buried in America? Where were you guys asking those same questions when I was a kid dealing with learning about the traumatic events of my familial history and what I'm proud to come from and why I'm proud to stand here and why, when I repeat myself that I'm not going to stand down, it has nothing to do with dismissing any other race or group of people. I'm just proud of my heritage and what we've been through. And the fact that this has pinned me against the Jewish community, And I'm here answering questions of whether or not I'm sorry or not on something I didn't create. And it was something I shared, and I'm telling everybody I'm taking responsibility, then that's where I sit.
Oh, my goodness. Totally unrelated. Excuses, excuses, excuses. Deflection, deflection, deflection. Part of what he said can be true, but what does it have to do with what you were asked? The answer is nothing. Adam Silver put out a statement. I'm going to meet with Kyrie next week. The Brooklyn Nets, they cut that press opportunity. They cut that question and answer session short. And then they suspended him this evening. 5 games with no pay. This is the Brooklyn Nets statement. We were dismayed today when given an opportunity in a media session that Kyrie refused to unequivocally say he has no anti-Semitic beliefs nor acknowledge specific hateful material in the film. This was not the first time he had that opportunity, but failed to clarify. Accordingly, we are of the view that he is currently unfit to be associated with the Brooklyn Nets. 3 hours ago, at the start of this show, I sat here with super producer and host Dave Shepard, and I said it last night, I said it 3 hours ago, this man is just the sands wasting away of being out of the league. He's 30 years old. He can go be a crusader. He can be an educator. I don't know if he'd be a good one. Probably not. He can go do whatever he wants. But dribbling a basketball, being damn good at it, making $30 to $40 million a year, that was starting to dissipate. And then lo and behold, almost exactly an hour ago, after his statement last night, of which the Anti-Defamation League, by the way, after his media availability today, said, we don't want your $500,000, Kyrie. After that press conference that he had, after his suspension, an hour ago, Kyrie Irving posted an apology on Instagram. It took this man, 6 days to finally just say something real simple? I'm sorry? He's like being dragged to the principal's office, kicking, screaming, wailing, flailing. This is the statement. While doing research on Yahweh, I posted a documentary that contained some false anti-Semitic statements, narratives, and language that were untrue and offensive to the Jewish race and religion. And I take full accountability and responsibility for my actions. I'm grateful to have a big platform to share knowledge, and I want to move forward by having an open dialogue to learn more and grow from this. Here we go. This is what he's missed over the past few days. To all Jewish families and communities that are hurt and affected by my post, I am deeply sorry to have caused you pain, and I apologize. I initially reacted out of emotion to being unjustly labeled as anti-Semitic instead of focusing on the healing process of my Jewish brothers and sisters that were hurt from the hateful remarks made in the documentary. I want to clarify any confusion on where I stand fighting against any anti-Semitism by apologizing for posting the documentary without context, and a factual explanation outlining the specific beliefs in the documentary I agreed with and disagreed with. I had no intentions to disrespect any Jewish cultural history regarding the Holocaust or perpetuate any hate. I'm learning from this unfortunate event, and I hope we can find understanding between us all. I am no different than any other human being. I'm a seeker of truth and knowledge, and I know who I am.
That last part's Kyrie.
Everything else correct, Shep was not. It took him 6 days to say to whoever wrote that statement, whoever the lawyer was, whoever the publicist was, it took him 6 days for him to say, sure, put it in there. Why? Come on, man. That's all that? I've been saying that crap for 5 days. What's so difficult about that? I know there are probably people listening right now losing their minds. There's people listening who are probably mad at me. They're mad at Kyrie. They're, oh, what he's saying is not true. What he said, who cares? You got to be careful with what comes out of your mouth. When it comes to matters of religion and what people believe, somebody listening to me right now believes in cats howling at the moon, and God bless them. But if what you believe can hurt other people or put them in harm, keep it to yourself. Shut the hell up. Pick up a book and learn something. It's really that simple. And all Kyrie had to do from the onset, and he did it in drips and little dabbles, was go down swinging. I didn't promote it. I just put it on my social media. I'm not promoting it. Stop the nonsense. You splitting hairs. Whether you want to call it sharing it or promoting it, that's nonsense. Now there's an admission of it. Stop it. Earlier today, given an opportunity, earlier Thursday, given an opportunity and a chance to say, hey, just I'm sorry, didn't do that. Deflect it. Ain't nobody asking you who you are, Kyrie. Nobody's asking you that. You've been asked for days. Do you agree with what was in there? And then he says no, but then given a chance to say sorry, doesn't even do that. One of our callers earlier on in the show, he asked an excellent question. He said, JR, Kyrie's being suspended just because he didn't say sorry? And I told him, I said, no, man, it's not just because the words didn't come out of his mouth. It's because of what the words, I'm sorry, what they would have meant. There are a lot of people who believe anything presented in front of them. There are a lot of people who follow individuals of influence, whether you are Kyrie Irving or you could be Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It don't matter. People will follow anyone of influence. And when you use your platform and you put other people in harm, people who might be, I don't know, prone to go out and be nuts, do crazy things, I don't know, you know, hang up banners on a highway about how much they hate somebody else, you got to be cognizant of that. And so Kyrie Irving finally said sorry. Unless there's some massive change, I don't think it's going to happen. I still think at this point, his career is in borrowed time or on borrowed time. It should not have taken almost a week for this man just to say, I didn't mean it. How difficult was that? He's a stubborn dude. It's not the first time he said something wild. This isn't the first time that he's put his foot in his mouth. And I don't think saying I'm sorry after being poked and prodded for a week is going to change things.
JR, best guess, and I'm going to put you on the spot here. Did Joseph Tsai privately or Sean Marks go to Kyrie or his representation and say, you apologize in the immediate future or you are no longer a member of the Brooklyn Nets? And I think that translates to the NBA.
It's a possibility. I don't know.
This is a very fast change of heart.
I don't know. It's a possibility. I don't think it matters. because he's done enough damage to himself, not just over the past week, the past year, the past 2 years, the past 3 years, the past 4 years. He's done enough damage to himself to put himself in this position. And for a guy who's 30 years old, he only got 2 feet and one mouth. And he done kicked himself in the teeth quite a few times.
You think this was Adam Silver moving in silence?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have any thoughts on that shot.
Gotcha.
I can only tell you what I know to be true.
It's just you get what I'm saying, JR? It's just such a rapid shift from where he was a few hours ago.
I do. And it could be. Obviously, there was something that precipitated this change. He was suspended 5 games. He knows he's on the wire is there. Obviously, the pressure came from the team. It came from the league. I think that's obvious. You know, how clearly it was dictated to him is up for interpretation. What's not up for interpretation is the actual actions that we've seen. 2 feet, one mouth, and he's continued to kick himself in it. And now he's given himself his own boot out of the league. I don't know if there's a large enough change for that to take place. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll talk more World Series. We'll talk more Eagles. And yes, Kyrie. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What you have, you can't even put a price on it, is you have a platform, and you always handle your platform with responsibility. And for that, I look up to you, and I respect you, and I appreciate you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. How about this? The Astros, one win away from the World Series. They beat the Phillies tonight. The Eagles, they beat the Texans. They're 8-0 for the first time in their history. Kyrie Irving says sorry after a 5-game suspension. Wow. It's been a busy night, hasn't it? Let's get to your calls. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Gilberto's calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hola, JR. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien, ¿y tú?
Excelente, JR. Excelente. And I love your show. I always listen to you. I don't call us often, but I always listen to you. And there was a question you were, or was something you were saying about whether this, if the Astros win, will this validate 2017? And I don't think nothing will validate that because they cheated. But at the same time, Dusty Baker, he's one of the class of the MLB forever. A great guy, great player, great manager. And there's a lot of new kids that have nothing to do with 2017. So if the Astros were to win the World Series, because they still have to win one more, and they deserve to be called champions for this season, unless proven otherwise later, which I don't think it happened under Dusty Baker's being the manager.
Sure.
What do you think?
No, I agree with you, Gilberto. I mean, the fact is, what took place in 2017, it's done, it's over. There's a lot of new, younger players that are on this squad. Carlos Correa, we all know about him. He just took some money from Minnesota. He wasn't a part of this team. And they're in the World Series right now. And so I don't think it's a matter of validation of what took place in 2017. I think that's more so for the fan base. You know, the fans in Houston have had to take the stance of, well, shut up, everybody cheats. And so from the fan perspective, I think they're going to have another flag to quote-unquote wave and say, what are you going to say now? And the answer is nothing. For the actual organization, I think the players are pretty much, they're over it. I mean, a lot of the mainstays and superstars, Altuve is still there. This is a different version of the team. And so I think if they win the World Series on Saturday or if they win the World Series on Sunday, 2017 for the players, they won't be thinking about it way too much. I think that's just for the fans. I appreciate you, Gilberto.
Me too, JR, and I always listen to you. I'm still waiting for you to come down to San Diego, okay?
Hey, listen, it might come soon in the next month. You stay tuned, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Gilberto, for calling from San Diego. Yeah, I might be out in San Diego real, real soon. 855-212-4CBS. Ezra, let's go from San Diego to Atlanta. Go ahead, Ezra.
Hey, what's going on, JR? Real quick, Gilberto, that was a great comment because for real, it seems like with the Astros and Dusty Baker, as a Yankee fan, I'm kind of rooting for Dusty Baker, even though I hate the Astros. So when Gilberto said that, I was like, man, that kind of messed up my question, but man, to jump on that, is Altuve the best second baseman ever?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, we have seen the Joe Morgans of the world. Altuve, the best second baseman ever? Like, what are we doing?
I think so, dude. That triple in the first inning? I think so. I don't know. And I don't like that because I'm a Yankee fan. But this little dude, he's like Justin Tucker. He's so clutch that you hate him, but you respect his game.
Well, that's fine. I'm not going to say that he's the best second baseman ever.
Who is, JR?
That's a little much. Now, I named the one guy. I named someone like Joe Morgan. I think we can go further. I can probably look at someone like Rod Carew.
Rod Carew played first base.
J.R. Ezra, I got, yes. I got Roger Hornsby's descendants on line 5.
Yeah, I mean, we've had individuals over time that have played both shortstop, second base. I mentioned Rod, you tell me first. But when you call me up, Ezra, and you ask me if Altuve is the best second baseman ever, I got to be honest, Ezra. I want to hang up on you.
Go ahead, man. We got to do research together because this kid.
No. We don't have to do research together. You can do research on your own.
So who's your best second baseman? I'm asking you a straight up question.
The first person that I told you was Mr. Joe Morgan. If you're going to call me and tell me or ask me, is Altuve the best second baseman ever? I'm going to encourage you to take what I just said. You just heard 3 names. 2 by me, 1 from Shep. You can go ahead and look up the rest, and you can understand why I want to hang up on you. Okay, Ezra?
Got you. Next
time. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for calling from Atlanta. Hey, Shep, is Damian Lillard the best point guard of all time?
No. You know what, Jared?
Wait. No, I got a series of questions. Is Damian Lillard the best point guard of all time?
He's not even the best point guard of his generation.
Okay, so hold on. Okay, we got that out the way.
Yes. Steph, CP3.
Okay, wait. Is Lamar Jackson the best quarterback of all time?
Not unless you include Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. I would still say Tom Brady's in that era. I would still say Aaron Rodgers is in his era.
What is Ezra smoking?
No, I mean, I think, look, Ezra's a great caller. I think he's prisoner of the moment. I think we forget about the Roger Hornsby. You can make a legitimate, this may be a little far-fetched. People sleep on Jeff Kent.
Mr. I was cleaning my motorcycle right. And broke my wrist.
But you know who doesn't get mentioned among the greatest second basemen of all time? And it's only because we think of him in such a social construct. And he got to the league late. And that is Jackie Robinson.
Well, touche. Yeah. Touche. You put him in a group too?
Absolutely.
So what is that? That's four guys we just named?
If you include Jeff Kent, that's well, you mentioned Carew, obviously.
So we got Rod Carew. Joe Morgan, especially for a dude who was undersized, was the first dude that came to my head. I didn't even think of Jeff Kent. I think he was good. You got Jackie Robinson. Altuve is an all-star.
Marco said Alomar. Roberto Alomar, yeah, as well.
He's also, I think, in that mix of second base, you know, shortstop, depending on you get older.
The umps wouldn't agree with that, though.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they got spat on. I wouldn't agree, too, if the guy was mad at me and wanted to spit at me.
Did the Hall of Fame punish him, if I'm not mistaken? Like he was supposed to be first ballot, but because of that incident, I believe he got in second?
The answer is yes.
Right.
I mean, keep your spit to yourself. It's true. Altuve is probably going to go into the Hall of Fame.
Probably?
But let's not. Yeah, probably.
Wow.
He got more to go. Oh, automatic.
Jim, he's a lock. Yes.
Yeah, you're right. I concede on that one. But to say, is he the best of all time? You got to be smoking, man. What do you think he was smoking?
I don't know. Whatever the Texans were in the first half, which allowed him to actually compete in this game.
Well, that would have been the Eagles smoking. Because they
I understand that, but
yeah, they
started
real slow.
Some believe that medicinal marijuana actually helps enable performance. So,
yeah, it can put you to bed as well.
That's true.
Depending on what you're doing. My goodness. And Marco, Roberto Alomar. He was good all those years until he... decided to direct his spit in the wrong way. Good call, Marco. Appreciate you, man.
I try.
Yeah.
You want Ryan Sandberg or no?
Yeah, you put him in there too. Altuve? Did you hear that live, Marco? Did you hear that?
I did. It's a bit much, but he'll be in the conversation when he is in the Hall of Fame, because I'm with Shep. He's definitely going to be a Hall of Famer. So we're a little too far, but he is one of the best second basemen ever play.
Correct. That's not what the man asked, though.
No.
All time?
Yeah, no.
Can he finish his career?
Yeah. And Shep named the guy. There is one kind of like undisputed. I know Joe Morgan's a little bit more modern, and I would agree with you. If you're going to go back far enough, Rogers Hornsby, it's kind of hard to argue with the numbers that the man put up. I mean, it's 100 years ago, but it's hard to argue.
Touché. Let's see if Altuve can play for another 100. I doubt it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It'll be nice, though, if Altuve can pick up another World Series over the weekend.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I really, really respect you, man. I don't always agree with you, but you are really, really good at your job. Smart, well-spoken guy, and I respect how you listen to people, even if they have different opinions than you. And you seem like one of the rare people in your industry who's willing to hear things and potentially change your mind. So I love that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I said last night, I don't want anybody to agree with me on everything anytime. I don't agree with anybody all the time. Don't agree with me all the time. Please don't. Let's get more of your calls in before we have to roll out. A busy night. Astros win against the Phillies. Now one victory away from winning another World Series. The Eagles, they are able to beat the Texans 29-17. The Philadelphia Eagles are now 8-0 for the first time in their history. It's just been a busy day, period. Kyrie Irving finally apologizes after he's suspended for 5 games and after a disaster of a press conference that he held. James Harden is going to be out for a month with a busted up foot. Just been a busy, busy day. Let's get to some of your calls. Richard is calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Okay. Guess he's not there. Tony from Massachusetts. Go ahead, Tony.
What's up, JR?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Let me get the good out the way. Dusty Baker, I'm rooting for him, man. I think it's time for him to finally get one of those chips. And Jalen Hurts, he definitely going to get paid. So now, Kyrie, he's done. And it's sad, man, because the man can ball. But as far as why can't he keep his mouth shut, man? It's like his apology wasn't even an apology, man. The moment they suspended him, and then all of a sudden, so you start messing with his money and everything he says he stands for or backs, or he ain't backing down. All of a sudden, oh my goodness, now he's going to issue an apology. It wasn't no apology, man. I give Kaepernick, man, more respect than him, man. I just think his I don't understand him, man. It's just really sickening. It's always something with him, man. He just don't know how to just shut up, man. And the time that you got to be quiet, man, and just keep stuff to yourself. And, you know, all this good he does and whatever they say in New Jersey. But, I mean, you can't just do good and then mess around and just blow everything away, man, by keep opening up your mouth, man. And just, oh, man, the dude, he just makes me sick sometimes, man. It's just sad.
Yeah. A lot of what he does do from a charitable perspective in the New York metropolitan area, a lot of that, unfortunately, is overshadowed by him continually putting his foot in his mouth. And, you know, and Tony, thank you for calling from Massachusetts. You bring up Colin Kaepernick. He actually turned 35 years old today. And Colin Kaepernick still out of the league, and he celebrated a birthday. November 3rd, 855-212-4CBS. Ryan is calling from Charlotte.
Hey, hey, JR. I'll be quick. Just a couple points. A strange time in sports right now. Whether it's the Kyrie situation, Golden State losing four in a row now, the whole mess with Rodgers and Tom Brady with their teams. It's just weird and wild right now. But my comment real quick was going to be on Kyrie and. More so about the Brooklyn Nets themselves. Like, I don't disagree with what you or anybody saying. I definitely think Kyrie, should be punished. And my problem has been, you know, with the Brooklyn Nets. Like, I feel like the reason they decided to suspend him this time was because, I mean, they've always let Kyrie do things that have never disciplined him. I don't think they were going to this time either, and they should have, but. When Adam Silver got involved, and then with all the ridicule that they've been getting and criticized all week, then the Brooklyn Nets decided to suspend him also. I know Adam Silver is supposed to be meeting with Kyrie also sometime next week, and I think Adam Silver is getting a little bit tired of Kyrie also. He pretty much backs his players. He's always been supportive of his players, but I think he's getting tired of this mess too, and I don't know what's going on with Kyrie, but it's just I don't like it, and it's just – It is getting out of control, but the Brooklyn Nets have never put their foot down with anything he's done, really. So, you know, they need to get criticized, you know, equally, I think, with Kyrie. I mean,
tons. Dumpster fire, man. Flatbush and Atlantic. It's just, it's a dump right now. I thought and still believe this situation was the final straw. For even Steve Nash, it wasn't so much the defense, it wasn't a win, it wasn't a loss, it was, man, this is a disaster. We ain't playing good. Durant wanted this guy gone. And Steve Nash is somewhere right now kicking his feet up, knowing that he doesn't have to answer any more of these questions about the guy. It's just, it's sad. It is. It's a sad situation all the way around. Ralph is here from Miami.
Hey, JR. Good morning. JSU. But I really want to say two really things really quick. I'm not going to keep you on the line so you can take the next call. I feel like, right, like you said, Shep put it earlier, I haven't heard what basically Durant is saying regarding to this, because it's another season of a lot of headaches. To be honest with you, having to deal with Kyrie again. Because, like, last year, we were speaking about Kyrie, and I was on your show listening to you all the time, and we talked about it. You mentioned to him every time. But why can't he just sit down and stop being the center of attention every time that something goes on? Can somebody kind of give him some advice that is, he got to put that ego down? He got to stop putting his arrogance out, and he got to basically learn how to be human for some time. He's got to stop. And one more thing really quick here. I feel like I don't want to put all my trust on the Eagles. I know they are doing good, but I really don't feel like the Eagles will get too far, to be honest with you. I prefer to see them lose in the regular season so they could fix their problem instead of going with it to the playoff, because it would be horrible for them to go undefeated and lose in the first round of the playoff because another team find their weakness.
Well, I think most of us know, and thank you, Ralph, it's likely that the Eagles will take an L on the way to the postseason, of which we all know that they'll get there. What they do when they get to the playoffs is something that we're all going to have to see, whether they are actually ready for the big time, whether they are the unequivocal big dog or bird, called the Eagles a big bird, how about that, of the NFC. Let's see, we've seen a lot of teams come down a notch. You can obviously look at the Bucks, you can look at the Packers, the Eagles playing better. I think that they are better, and we'll see what happens. In the case of Kyrie, we had Jemele Hill on the show earlier on, and she said that a lot of these athletes, they are learning the hard way about opening up and speaking up. Whether good, bad, positive, negative, some of these guys are learning the hard way. Kyrie says he's a human. He's learning the hard way. Shut up. Thank you so much to Shep. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is a wrap. We'll be back with you tomorrow. But coming up next, it's Amy Lawrence. She's awesome.
Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball.
A fear you can't shake.
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Throughout the 60s and 70s,